Hawaii is one of 23 states with mandatory ignition interlock provisions for drunk driving offenses. That law came in 2011, and since then, drunk driving has dropped by 23%, according to Mothers Against Drunk Driving Hawaii. Still, MAD Hawaii would like to see lawmakers improve the current law, allowing for no refusal activities. To explain what those are, give us a look at brand new statistics and how the national five-year MAD strategic plan begun last year is influencing MAD Hawaii's crafting of their 2017 legislative agenda. Chapter founder and 32-year volunteer Carol McNamee joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good to talk to you.
It's always good to talk to you as well.
Looking at sort of, you know, the overview of how all states have been handling drunk driving, it seems, you know, Hawaii has been doing rather well of late.
Actually, I'm very excited because we just got latest statistics about our local situation with drunk driving, and we only had. Well, actually, this is for all traffic fatalities, but Hawaii only had 94. Now, I say only that. I shouldn't even use that word. We had 94 traffic fatalities in 2015, but this is the lowest number that I can ever remember. I mean, back in 1990, we had 177 fatalities, so we've decreased that number by 47%, and that is really good news. And, of course, that does also include a reduction in our alcohol-related fatalities. We used to have at least 45, 50, 60 per year, and this last year, 2015, we had 36. So that's only 38% of the total fatalities. Again, I hate to say only, but it does show improvement, but we don't want any fatalities, and especially those that are alcohol-related where we know we can do something about the problem.
Carol,
so we're going to keep working to get that number lower and lower.
I want to talk to you a little bit about that because, you know, many of us remember the campaigns that MAD ran here in Hawaii and some of this that now, you know, might be coming back in the form of these better statistics. Is there another plan to be able to change the focus of the campaign in Hawaii apropos to the way the national agenda has its five-year strategic plan that began last year?
I don't think that we're going to totally change the focus. What we have found, and of course what our national organization has found, is that interlocks work. The ignition interlock, just to remind the listeners, is like an in-car breathalyzer, and it's wired into the ignition system, and an arrested driver who wants to keep driving legally uses this system, blows into it as he's beginning to start the car, and if he has any presence of alcohol in his system, the car won't start. And so we have found, as I said, that this really works because last year there were 13,418 instances where a person with alcohol in his or her system was prevented from starting the vehicle and getting on the road, which, of course, for you and me and all your listeners, means that the roads were so much safer. And I believe that this interlock system has helped reduce the fatalities that we have just talked about in our last few years, since 2011 when the law went into effect.
So as MAD National is looking at, you know, it has listed, you know, four directions for its strategic plan for the next 4 years that it will be working within this five-year period, that seems to be building more capacity to be able to do more outreach, all of that. But it seems that Hawaii's chapter of MAD is narrowly focusing on the ignition interlock and being able to make that law even more extensive by adding the idea of no refusal activities. What are those activities?
I'm not going to talk about the no refusal idea. That is something that I think will be taken up by the impaired driving task force, and we really haven't gotten into that subject at any great length, Beth Ann. So I think it's premature. I know it may be discussed, but at this point, that's really premature.
But people don't even understand, you know, kind of what those are. Can you give that some shape when they read this on the website, when they hear discussions about it? What's a no refusal activity?
Well, you know, in our state and in most states, you are allowed to refuse taking the breath test or blood test. But of course, you pay a price for that because you are going to have a much longer revocation period. Your license will be taken away twice as long for refusing as it would be if you took the test, one of the tests, and failed. But now some states are saying, well, we're not going to allow you to refuse at all. And so they're going to have you take the test, and if you don't want to take the test, I guess they're looking at getting a system of a search warrant so that they can actually have a blood test, have blood drawn with a search warrant that they've set up with a judge who will issue that warrant. But as I said, this really has not been discussed at any length yet in Hawaii. It may be on the agenda of the task force coming up, but I don't know how serious we will be about that issue.
So as you look at the coming session and wanting to see an improvement to the current Interlock law, is there something more just within the law itself, as it has been now in existence for the last 5 years, that you'd like to see changed?
Yes, absolutely. As I said, we're seeing that Interlock really works. But the problem is that although we have 6,000 to 7,000 DUI arrests per year, which means a lot of potential for Interlock, only 1 in 5 offenders are now getting that Interlock. So we want to have an alternative for those people who do not get the Interlock to make them accountable, because unfortunately we have to say that we know there are going to be those people who choose to drive illegally, and we're concerned about that. That's a very high-risk group. So if we can get a system to also have those people be accountable, that would be something we'd like to do. It may involve having some kind of a probation system, which we do not have now, and I think we're one of only a few states that don't have probation, and maybe we're the only one. And we'd have to do it on a minimal level. But we're very interested in and excited about a new system, a new device that has come out from our same company that provides the Interlock. And this is where they can just test for alcohol in a little device that looks like a cell phone, and it's cellular technology. And so if you don't get an Interlock, maybe the alternative is that you're told don't drink at all, and you're going to be tested from time to time by having to blow into this separate device. So I think we will be looking at that, as well as trying to strengthen our statutes that relate to driving while revoked. So for those people who have had their license revoked because of a DUI and they're still driving, if they are caught for that, we'd like to see stronger measures for addressing those people.
Carol McNamee, thank you very much for the time this morning. We will be looking for that agenda as it continues to develop before the next legislative session.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Carol McNamee founded the Hawaii chapter of MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, in 1984 and was its first president. For 32 years, she's been involved with public policy issues and fundraising, and for 7 years served on the national board. We'll have the link to MAD Hawaii on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.